Michigan voters approved the use of medical marijuana back in 2008, but in those 8 years, many local municipalities have struggled to craft laws to govern the booming dispensary industry. In Lansing, the city council's working on a new ordinance it hopes to review in about 3 weeks. There's also an effort underway to legalize marijuana for recreational use in Michigan. The group MI Legalize is trying to put a measure on the November ballot. That project seems stalled, however, as state elections officials say the group's not collected enough valid signatures. In the meantime, a unique development has occurred here in Lansing, and current state's Kevin Lavery is here to tell us about it. Kevin, how did you spend your Sunday?
Well, Mark, I went to church twice. My own, of course, and I also attended the first service of the brand new First Cannabis Church of Logic and Reason. They want to promote a message that marijuana has many good benefits, and they're hoping to overturn negative opinions about it in the community. So I decided to see for myself how this new congregation is taking shape.
South Lansing, Sunday afternoon. Most of the mainstay churches in the neighborhood have wrapped up their morning worship services. But just off Martin Luther King Boulevard, a new assembly is congregating for the very first time. There's a cross on a sign in the window of this decidedly unorthodox temple. But it's not the globally revered symbol of Christianity. This cross is green. The official incense burned at the First Cannabis Church of Logic and Reason is marijuana. As the parking lot starts to fill with curious attendees, the pastor appears near the entrance. The Reverend Jeremy Hall is from Jackson, 34, with a thick brown beard, royal blue shirt, and black vest. He's ready for my key question. What makes smoking pot a spiritual experience?
We just feel that it is a tool that we can use to increase our spirituality. The analogy that we like to use is that you don't need running shoes to go running, but it certainly helps. You don't need cannabis to be spiritual. It's not a requirement, but we feel that it adds a special layer to our togetherness as a family, that it breaks down all of these preconceived barriers and notions of what we may believe and open us up to maybe different ways of thinking and viewing the world around us.
Hall has high hopes for his inaugural service. The First Cannabis Church of Logic and Reason already has some 1,200 Facebook followers. At first, he expected about 40 people to attend, but Hall says with all the media attention they've garnered as of late, the crowd could be twice that size. Marijuana has had a turbulent history in Lansing. Ever since Michigan voters approved it for medical use in 2008, the city has struggled to create laws that efficiently and fairly regulate the booming dispensary scene. One such ordinance passed in 2013 allows anyone over age 21 to consume medical marijuana on private property. Reverend Hall says that's why his church chose the Lansing Herbal Farmers Market as its venue.
And so this event today, Reverend, is specifically for people who are medical marijuana card holders?
Not specifically, no. Only those who have cards will be allowed to consume cannabis on premises. In the city of Lansing, we have by ballot initiative in 2013 an ordinance that allows anybody over the age of 21 to consume cannabis on private property. This event is being held on private property, but so that we can ease any of the fears that the city may have, we are restricting the cannabis consumption to card holders at the moment, just so that we can work with everybody. We're not trying to have this initiative killed before it even begins.
Inside, Bob Marley wails from a portable speaker. The reggae legend might be the closest thing to a patron saint this self-declared agnostic church has. In one room, folding chairs are arrayed in preparation for the Reverend's sermon. Through the door, cannabis clouds waft in the air. Steve Green co-owns the Lansing Herbal Farmers Market. He wants his business to be a hub where patients and caregivers can explore products and treatment options together. Green thinks the proliferation of medical marijuana dispensaries in Lansing is changing old attitudes about the drug.
I think overall the climate is they see the stigma decreasing as they've seen like a Sanjay Gupta special or something like that on TV, and it becomes more to the community talking. You know, my parents have had the talk now with their friends and stuff like that. And so the talk has gone further now than ever before.
Do you think Michigan is destined to go the way of Alaska, Oregon, Washington State, Colorado?
I think as long as we follow common sense, we are. The people here are ready for it, and there's a large group pushing for it.
In the hazy medication room, Chris shows off a few of his wares. He's opted not to reveal his last name. On the table in front of him sits a large bowl of barbecue sauce made with medicated honey. You might call this BBQ a la THC. Before he got into the cannabis industry, Chris came from the culinary world. His was a profession laden with strict standards. He says it was disheartening to find marijuana not so well regulated. He wants to bring more quality control and clarity to the industry.
Do you feel that you're on pretty safe legal grounds doing this?
Well, the way I'm going about this is I'm taking this as a strictly industrial approach. So I am not making any revenue from the direct sales of marijuana. So this is truly about educating and providing the best possible ways of going about things. The problem with the past regulations and all these things has been they've been trying to just cover it all with a blanket. Truly, this industry is a tree with many distinct branches that are just could go off forever on their own. So trying to cover it and leave it up to a dispensary owner to regulate what they think is it, you should not have anything on your shelf that you do not fully understand what the product is.
Chris's cannabis cuisine goes far beyond brownies. He says he can safely medicate just about any food you might think of. He's found a way to blend his two passions.
Seeing someone's face light up from tasting some chocolate mousse, or seeing someone's face light up from tasting lemon custard, and then not to mention the fact that this is also going to be used to alleviate pain. My favorite example is I had a man who had severe spinal pinching at an event up in Clio. I did medicated coffees, and he drank two of those and was almost crying, saying, like, I've never felt this much pain relief. I've never been out of this much, but still be able to function, which truly that alone is its own reward. So I can make good food, and I love my truly my first passion's food and culinary. I love making people's faces light up because of that. But truly my second passion is this cannabis industry, and I want to bring it all together and help it all become a reputable, positive industry.
The smoke clears and the congregants find their chairs. It's time for Reverend Hall to preach the gospel of grass. He's quick to acknowledge the suspicions others may have of his new enterprise.
The biggest question that I get is, how can this be a church if we don't subscribe to a religious theology? If I'm not sitting here preaching from a book, if I don't have prophets that told us how to behave, how can we call ourselves a church? Well, the reality is it just sounded better than cannabis cult. No, just our ideal of a church is that we are simply a collection of like-minded individuals coming under one roof, united by a common cause. And our current cause right now is our belief in cannabis and its use in our spirituality. You can consume cannabis and still believe in God. You can still believe in Allah. You can believe in reincarnation. You can believe in whatever you want and still consume cannabis. It's something that brings us together.
Rhonda Fuller doesn't see it that way. She came with a picket sign in hand to protest the church's presence in her community. As a former alternative education professional, Fuller says she's seen the effect marijuana can have on the most impressionable of our society.
What's most concerning are the children who are influenced by what adults do. But we have created adult-centered culture, and they're going to do what they want to do, what pleases them, what their desires are. The children be damned. It only benefits those who advocate it, who produce it, and who sell it. That's all. That's all. They're the pushers. And they're the only ones who benefit from drugs. You tell me anybody who has benefited, who's gone on and made a great life from use of drugs, including marijuana.
Fuller says Michigan should pay close attention to how recreational marijuana plays out in the four states that have legalized it, Alaska, Washington, Oregon, and Colorado. An effort to place recreational marijuana on the Michigan ballot this November is temporarily on hold after state elections officials deem some of the petition signatures to be invalid. Back inside, a lady near the back questions Reverend Hall about the absence of a prayer during the service. The First Cannabis Church openly asserts its agnostic doctrine, but Hall says he'll take it under consideration. Later, I ask Jen Spaulding about her inquiry.
To be a church, you got to come together. You know, it's all faith, it's all people, and finding a way to stomp that middle ground with a prayer that will just fit everybody is going to take some time.
Is there such thing as a prayer that fits everyone?
I think there is. We say hello, we say I love you, and that's universal.
Spalding is not yet an official member of First Cannabis, but she's a believer. She's an Army veteran and a cancer survivor. Nerve damage has confined her to a wheelchair, and her stomach and kidneys are failing. Maybe it's the faith her parents instilled in her that keeps her going, something Spalding had to reconcile for herself.
My parents are Catholic, taught me three things: love your country, love your family, pot is the devil. You know, and that's the way it was. So I never knew anything about this until someone said, hey, you need to try this. You're dying. These medications are killing you. You can't get out of bed. You don't know who your kids are. You look at all these prescriptions they got you on. At one time, I was on 120 different medications in a 7-month time span. 120. All gone. I don't use any pharma medications anymore, not even for a headache.
The First Cannabis Church of Logic and Reason is already making plans for a future in Lansing. For starters, Reverend Hall is passing out Pay It Forward cards for his members to bestow on those whom they've performed a random act of kindness. The church hopes to track these good deeds as they spread into the community. Jen Spalding has much to be thankful for. She'll be back.
These people brought me into their life, and it was such a joy. So I'm looking forward to coming back.
As the church claims its foothold in Lansing, the city continues work on a new, more comprehensive medical marijuana ordinance. A previous draft written in April failed because it was deemed unenforceable. Now, with a new city attorney at the helm, the Lansing City Council hopes to have a new ordinance ready for review by July 22nd. For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.